In my last episode, episode 13, I wasn't able to share my experience with therapy and how it helped me with healing, and how people like to say that therapy makes you crazy. So let's talk about it, spirits.
I swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but. Let go.
Access granted.
Where do I start?
Spirits! Police do not have the right to touch you excessively, period.
It is so much stuff to uncover.
Spirits.
What are they teaching these chur in school, chur?
Okay, just saying, know your laws, know your laws.
Wow, I have an opinion and I'm going to voice it, so...
Can someone please explain to me, how is that godly?
Ask yourself this question.
No one is talking about it. And if they are, they're not telling you where to get it? No, okay, wait a minute. I was not ready for that laugh. Wait!
Spirits.
Am I right or am I right? I mean, like, I'm right.
No, seriously, that really happened.
Okay, so let's talk about it. Let's talk about it then.
Are you following your purpose?
Wait a minute. I know you're ready to listen to the show, but before you do, my spirits, hit that subscribe button. Hit it right now. Hit it before you quit it. Yeah, but definitely hit that subscribe button. Support your girl. And also, hit me up on my website at www.kamauempire.com. That's www.kamauempire.com. For more information about me, don't forget I am my own PR, public relations and community relations firm, so therefore I can help you out in your community. And I am a full service public relations firm, so therefore I do websites, logos, and so much more. Check me out on my website. Your girl is here for you. Let go. Wake your ass up. School is in session, spirits. Grand rising. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you are listening to this. And Abari Ghani, my beautiful spirited butterflies, we are back with another episode with my First Amendment. And I'm your host, Miss Kiki Kamau. Today is episode 14. It is Wednesday, spirits, September 17th. And I don't know, this is a new episode and we are doing things. We are really stepping things up this time, just definitely moving in a good direction and interviewing the most amazing people. Before we get into that, let's talk about my week. My week has not been that eventful. I have been healing in the process. Last time I talked to you, spirits, I was just kind of letting you know that what happened in my family just recently took a loss. And, now I'm healing and getting back to normal and things of that nature. But I can tell you that it did take me a while to get there, being the fact that, you know, I struggle with a lot of anxiety and depression and things of that nature. So, having someone to talk to this week, actually in the past 2 weeks, has been very helpful for me. As far as my children goes, they are doing pretty good. Nothing really too major going on right there for my daughters too much. Just recently celebrated Veterans Day. I was able to go to almost every single restaurant. No, it was too hot for me, actually, spirit. So I just kind of went to Applebee's, Olive Garden, CeCe's, Red Lobster,
Buffalo Wild Wings. Okay, yeah, I went to a few places or whatever. Don't judge me. But it was free, you know, so I had to do what I had to do. But anyways, that's pretty much it. What, we just recently celebrated Indigenous Day. And a lot of people are starting to get excited because they celebrate Thanksgiving. They recognize that as a holiday. I don't. But people are going to be celebrating that spirit. So if you are celebrating that spirit, happy Thanksgiving to you. Or happy Turkey Day or Friendsgiving or whatever you want to call it. I don't even want to say Thanksgiving anymore in this time. But you already know the drill. It is what it is. It's America. So it's like, celebrate or not. I don't know. What else is going on? You know, I'm doing really good in school spirits, finally. You know, I took a big L when I lost my niece. And so now that I'm back in school, I had to re-sign up because I was taking two courses. And I didn't do so well. So I had to restart over. And now I'm only taking one course. And it feels good when you're passing and the school knows you're passing. So they send you your little check or whatever. Yes. Okay. The girl is rolling. And so, yes. So I'm not really spirits. No, I'm not rolling in dough. Okay. But I'm just saying, it does feel a little bit good, you know what I'm saying, to go to school and get paid for it, or, you know, get some of that special assistance. So
give me my money.
You feel me? But other than that, it's just been, you know, I've just got my apartment back. My family members moved out. So I'm just trying to get back into the groove of things, trying to get back into time management and trying to get back to myself. And speaking of time management and self and all of these great things, spirits, we have got to talk about life coaching and therapy, because I am so tired of hearing people say therapy makes you crazy. Even my mom called me the other day, spirits, and was like, have you been going to your therapy sessions? And I was like, yes, mom, I've been going to my therapy sessions or whatever. And she was like, well, everybody think you crazy. I'm like, what? Everybody think therapy is crazy. I'm like, ma, come on now. But it is a huge stigma in the Black community. So I totally get it. Or Black and brown community, African-American community, Aboriginals is what I like to call myself. But it is definitely a stigma. And we are going to get into all of that, spirit. So before I let you go, I do want to let you know that I am going to be interviewing. I have a special guest today in the building. Not really in the building, but you know what I mean, on the podcast itself. And be on the lookout, because this will be a video on my first YouTube channel. This is my first YouTube channel, but it will be the first podcast episode. I got to do a little bit of cutting, editing, things like that. Because you know what? I'm not going to lie, spirits. I had to record this podcast twice. It has been a challenge. You know, trying to up my game here, trying to, you know, step it up a little bit. It's been a little bit of a challenge. But you know, we working on it. So don't cut me out just yet. I do believe this episode is going to be amazing. Definitely something you want to stay tuned, because we are having the lovely Shakira Butler in the building. Ladies and gentlemen, I have to give her a wonderful round of applause. Yes, indeedy, Lemon Squeezy, we are ready for it, because she is going to be giving us the low and down on basically, you know, therapy in her mind, life coaching in her eyes, and how she sees it and how she think it'll be beneficial for anyone that is struggling or just need, you know, a friend or a cheerleader is what she likes to call it. So, spirits, I am super excited to be doing this interview with the beautiful Shakira Butler, a.k.a. Self, who is also a life coach and just a world-renowned lover of all people and want everyone to be successful and their best self. So just the name itself says it all. But before we definitely talk to Miss Beautiful Self, I have to give you my story. And you already know we got to get into that quote, spirit. So before I let you go, I just want to say, enjoy your week. Life is short and we are just, you know, we are living in, my mom liked to say we are living in our last days, but I don't believe that. I don't even know what that means. We basically what she's saying is that, you know, we don't have much time to waste. So everything you do on this earth, do it with a purpose and you know, and do it with 100%. So I definitely want to let you spirits know that, you know, the time is now. So if there's anything that, you know, you are trying to, if you're thinking about going to therapy or getting a life coach or just getting your shit together and you are looking for a sign, this is your sign. The time is now, spirit. So do not play with yourself. We never know when we're going to go. So definitely take this time and make it count. Because, you know, we could be out of here at any minute. But yes, spirits, don't forget to check me out in my next episode as well. Everything is going to be following up. Everything is following each other back to back in this season. So this season is all about small businesses, interviewing small businesses, how they got started, and, you know, where they see themselves in a couple of years and where they see themselves growing and going. So I am super excited. Let's get into this episode because I have nothing else to say.
That was easy.
Lego. There is no greater agony than burying an untold story inside you, by Maya Angelou. Okay, spirit, so where do I even begin? So I guess I would have to take it back to elementary school. There was like some details that I may have mentioned to a teacher when I was about, I don't know, maybe second grade or so. And I think I remember telling them that I got a whooping at home or something. Or maybe it was that time that my mom was taking a shower and I called the police and told them that I was home alone. I really don't remember, spirits, because I've done a lot of dumb shit as a child. And I did not realize what I was doing. But they labeled me as, I guess, a person that needed to be canceled since I was in elementary school. So I'm not really sure. I don't remember, per se, the times that I did have to go to those counseling sessions in elementary school. But I can tell you that they definitely labeled me as someone that needs a counselor up until middle school. So there I was. I remember being in the eighth grade, and there was these two girls that had just recently taken a loss from some males that we lived in the same community with, which was in Sulphur Springs. And when I was growing up in Sulphur Springs at the time, it was really cool to steal cars. Not in my opinion, just in general, in the hood's opinion, it was very cool to steal cars. And so there were some children that I will never forget their car accident. It was just the scariest, craziest, wildest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. But I believe it was four boys that had stolen a car and went joyriding, and I guess the police started chasing them, and they all died in the car. I believe like a light pole landed on them or something like that. And anyways, these two girls, they were devastated by these losses of these young men, and I didn't know them, but you know, I empathize with people a lot. So I kind of knew of the boys, but I didn't really know them. So I guess it hit me too when I saw that it hit, you know, my friends. At the time they were my friends, and I, you know, I think I had just lost a family member as well, but it was just like a distant family member.
So I don't think that I was really distraught, but whatever. I took a loss, right? We all took a loss. The community took a loss somehow, some way, spirits. Anyways, I will never forget this because they made us go down to the office to speak to the guidance counselor who was blind. And the girls were seriously, you know, devastated. They were crying. And this man could not see the emotion on either of our faces, but he was doing his best to have sympathy and empathy for us. Spirits, I bust out laughing. It was just the weirdest shit for me. I was just like, this man can't even see us crying. Like, what is going on? What type of joke is this? Not that I'm laughing at blind people, but what type of therapy was that? I've never experienced that in my entire life. So that needless to say, that was not something that I was interested in doing and being a part of. If I was like, if this is what this is like, I'm good. You know, expressing myself, telling it to someone who clearly doesn't give a fuck. And I'm starting to think if you can hire, you know, someone that can't even recognize the emotions and like the seriousness, the severity of your trauma on your face, I can't you can't relate to me. I'm sorry. Emotion is built on feelings and sight and just all kinds of things, and yeah, you can kind of understand and give me some, hey, everything's gonna be okay, but you can't relate. Just stop it, spirits. But that was like really my first real encounter that I can remember, and it continued from there. When I was in the military, they tried to label me as anger management or angry, the angry black woman. But you would be too if you were the only black person on your base for one whole year and the only black girl on your base for 2 years. It was a little weird coming from being surrounded by beautiful black and brown people to being surrounded by colonizers. It was very weird and scary. So, but I adapted, obviously, right? Look at my future. But here we are, spirits. That's the story that we're telling. Now, let's fast forward a little bit and let's talk about, you know, what I just overcame last year. I took a loss last year. I kind of went into a downward spiral when I was turning 33. I started having some serious suicidal thoughts. I don't know if it was the pressure of my birthday. And for some reason, people really love to celebrate my birthday, which is, it's my birthday, but people get wild celebrating it. And I'm not sure why that is. But what I can say, it gets a little overwhelming for me, and I start to get anxiety, and I can't figure out why that is, which is weird because I'm a Leo and most Leos like attention. But I think the older I get, the more weary and, you know, cautious I become of attention, because I'm thinking, this person have the potential to, you know, harm me. Maybe they want to be me. I don't know. I watch way too many movies. Okay. Single white female. I don't know. But I just wasn't excited about celebrating my birthday, and I literally was done with the world. I was done with life. And I said, you know what? Let's go ahead and take this gun. Let's put it to my head and let's cock this bitch back and let's call it a day. That's all, folks. I couldn't find my weapon. I called the veteran hotline, spoke to them, and they sent the cops out. And when you're thinking about suicide or, you know, stuff like that, I don't think the best thing for anyone is to call a suicide prevention line and then have them send the police if you have a fear of police, which is something I mentioned before they even thought about sending the police. I think nowadays we need to start thinking about the beautiful black and brown people that are going through things. And let's just state facts. People, black and brown people, spirits, we're aboriginals. We've come from trauma. It's called post-traumatic slave disorder. Just based off of when we originally, you know, were enslaved and treated, you know, mistreated and things like that. You know, African Americans are not the only one that experienced this. You know, there's Jews, there's the Aboriginals, the Indians, whatever you want to call them. A lot of races, ethnicities have experienced slavery due to Caucasians and colonizers. So, you know, just imagine that, and then growing up in poverty, and imagine that, and then growing up abused, and then imagine that, you know what I mean? And just continue to add more and more trauma into a person's life. And yeah, they will eventually implode. So back in March 2020, I ended up in the mental hospital, and it was the best thing that I honestly can say that I've done, because they allowed me to slow my thoughts down and realize, you know, that I have been hurt. I've been abused. I've been manipulated. I've been used. I've been, you know, cheated on and beaten on and all kinds of crazy things, spirits. But speaking to a therapist, a psychiatrist, a life coach, a friend, or someone that is just certified in helping you getting your shit together is one of the most profound things that you can, profound things that you can ever do for yourself, spirits, because we all need somebody to lean on. Lean on me. But seriously, it is the doggone honest truth. So I am super duper excited, because in this episode, I am going to be interviewing my lovely friend, Shakira Butler, aka Self Life Coach. And she is going to be talking to us about her thoughts and opinions on therapy and life coaching, and why she believed that having that personal cheerleader in your corner is so amazing. So we are about to get into that that interview, ladies and gentlemen, beautiful spirited butterflies. I do want to inform you before we get into the interview that this interview was recorded on a Zoom. So some things had to be edited out due to internet failure and things of that nature. And then the fact that we had to record it twice. So if the energy seems a little bit low, just know that that's not always the case. But after you record something like a couple of times, you're like, come on, let's get this thing together. But all still real, very authentic. And I do believe that the second time we recorded was even better. But there were some things that still needed it to be edited. So it is what it is. The real world is not perfect, and neither are us, but just the fact that, you know, making the world a better place with starting with your mental health, that's the first step, spirit. So let's get into it. And more about me and my therapy and my healing process, because I want to learn so much more about gratitudes, affirmations, and manifestations, which is so many amazing topics that Self loves to talk about in her clubhouse trio tribe in the mornings. So definitely don't forget to check her out on the clubhouse as well. And let's get into this podcast with you. Or I'm sorry. Let's get into this interview with your girl, Shakira Butler, a.k.a. Self. Lego spirit. Welcome back, spirits. We are here with another episode and an interview episode at that with, well, first, let me just tell you, you are here with my podcast. This is the first episode on YouTube, so I'm super duper excited, and I'm also very nervous. But this is Miss Kiki Kamau, my First Amendment podcast, and we are blessed with the lovely Miss Shakira Butler, a.k.a. Self, who is a life coach. And today's topic, we're talking about how therapy does not make you crazy. So I want to hear your opinion on therapy and or life coaching when it comes to like people just taking another avenue when it comes to like depression or anxiety and things of that nature.
Yes. Well, thanks for having me. I just want to start off by saying that I appreciate
you. Of course. Let me put my little applause sound. Yay. Can you hear that? Okay. All right.
therapy does not make you crazy. Life coaching does not make you crazy. We as Black people are conditioned to think that talking to someone, you know, means that you're crazy, that you need help, that, you know, you have deeper issues that can't be solved. But if you think about it, we go through the most. We are, you know, made to deal with the things that life throws at us without talking to somebody because you're crazy, you know, mm-hmm. But you're not, to be honest with you. If you think about it, if you want to go talk to your sister about it, you talk to your friend about it, you talk to your mom, your dad, or if you just keep it in, it's going to end badly. So being able to get it out in a therapeutic way by talking to somebody and figuring out tools to help you cope with it is as sane as it freaking gets. Like, it's just common sense. Talking right. to somebody and getting those repressed things out is just simple, you know, arithmetic. You know, you feel sick, you take medicine, you get better. You know, you go through things, you talk to somebody, you get better. Holding it in, bottling up until it explodes, and then you look crazy, that's crazy.
You're absolutely right. And I love the fact, and thank you so much for sharing. I love the fact that how you mentioned, you know, Black or brown people, because it is a stigma going around that African Americans, Black people, whatever you want to call yourself, Aboriginals, I like to say Aboriginal, we do believe that, like, talking to people about our problems makes us crazy because, you know, we should be able to handle it on our own because of all the things that are put on us. Like, we're taught to be tough and strong and not sensitive and things of that nature. So it does take, I love how you said that, it does take a huge part of our, just our characteristic in general. Yes. So with that being said, have you yourself ever taken part in any like counseling, therapy, or life coaching?
I want to say like family therapy when I was very young and I was learning how to cope with ADHD.
Oh, wow.
But I felt as a young, you know, at a young age that I was crazy and I refused to take the medicine because, you know, they call you on the intercom to go down to the nurse's office at a certain time every single day. I didn't want that for myself. Mm-hmm. So I just kind of like made it work.
Uh-oh, you kind of cut out a little bit. She cut out a little bit, Spirits, but she should be coming back.
Into adulthood, so like I
Oh, yeah, it cut out a little bit, but it's back now, so it's cool.
Okay. As I went through some things in my adult life, I seeked therapy, but I was at the point where I couldn't afford to do therapy, and it wasn't free anywhere. It was extremely expensive, especially for somebody like me, you know, who is just a single mom out here just trying to make it work in whatever way I can make it work. I don't have extra money for therapy.
Right.
So the next thing that I found, I went on to a Facebook group that I've been active in for probably over a year or so. It was a lot of inspiration, a lot of motivation mm-hmm. in this group. And I just so happened to just be searching one day and looking through it. And at the top, they had mentorship, which I had never seen before. Never even knew that Facebook had this opportunity on any group. You right. know what I mean? So I'm scrolling through and it's just a bunch of women who are part of this group who have signed up to be mentors. And it kind of gives a little bio about what they do. And I read one that resonated with me and I sent the message. And to this day, this woman has been a mentor. She's been a friend. She has been my life coach. She's wow. a business coach to me now personally. We have transformed our relationship and she continues to grow and I continue to grow because of what she's pouring to me. It just kind of motivates me to go and be my best. So I feel like having your own personal cheerleader is the best thing that you can have in life. Just that even if it's the smallest thing, you always put your shoes on wrong. And for the one day you put them on the right way. Yes, you did such a great job. It's so funny.
Right.
Every small thing is a celebration so that you understand that wins are what we are aiming for. And mm-hmm. every time you do something and somebody cheers you, you feel good. You get motivated to do something else. And that's what I want. I want everybody to feel that.
Yes, you want everybody to win. I absolutely love that. And I thank you for answering that. And I love the fact that, you know, you were able to explain it in that way. Like, you truly care about people and you want to make sure that, you know, you're not counteracting with something else that they have going on as well. So talk to me about that. Like, where did that come from? You wanting to be a life coach, wanting to love on people and making them better. Like, where did that come from?
I've always been what I call a pusher. All my friends, my family, everybody who was connected to me, boyfriend, I've always been that motivating force. I feel like, you know what, I'm going to push it. I'm going to make sure that you get to your best you, because what you got going on right now just isn't you. I know you can be better. Like, and you doing better is going to motivate me to do better. We going to do better. We going to grow. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I've always been on that time. So it kind of came naturally. So I want to say back in 2018, I started to formulate a nonprofit organization for teen girls. And it was more of just, you know, I wanted to be an organization that helped teens transition into adulthood, like teens that weren't going to college, to get them to understand finances, to get them to like cope with life skills and understand that you're not a kid no more. You can't handle things in a kid way. Mm-hmm. You know, we are now an adult, so we got to figure this out. So it would have been more group coaching, but I don't think I still, even with that, looked at myself as a coach. Mm-hmm. I just thought that I was going to have an organization. I was going to help kids. So as I started to build it and then COVID hit and I wasn't able to continue on with that, I personally went through a lot of things, and I kind of self-soothed and I documented everything that I did as I did it, and realized that along the years I've always kind of reverted back to some of my tools that I've had to heal myself when I've been going through some tough things. And I started looking like, I've always wanted to be a counselor, a therapist, or something like that. I don't know why I never went to school for it, but this is something I want to do. So let me see what in my career path can help me to do the things that I want to do. Right. Since I've already went to college for human services, I'm already in the area of talking to people, of being around and helping people. So, you know, when I found out like life coaching was a thing, and people got paid for it, stuff like that, regularly, like on a regular. Like, I can run into somebody at the store and I just kind of coach them into having a down mood, into being upbeat and happy for the rest of their day. Like, oh, I can get paid for that? I'm on it.
I love how you mentioned that you did go to school, because you did. You attended school for health and human services. What other scholastic backgrounds do you have as far as like that appeals to the life coaching career?
I was also a life coach and a life skills coach to mentally disabled adults for many, many years. Mm-hmm. They're kind of like my soft spot. Mm-hmm. I have so many babies, I want to say, they're not even kids, they're adults that I have helped to go from transitioning from living with their parents to living on their own. Mm-hmm. I've taught them how to budget, how to shop on a budget, you know what I mean? How to catch the bus, how to clean their homes thoroughly, how to make sure that, you know, in the wintertime, they line their windows and things to keep the air out, to reduce the bill.
Oh,
and
wow.
Things like that. Just regular things that we need to know in life in order to succeed, to save some money, and just to make sure that we're thriving to our best potential. So I did that for years. I have a background in healthcare. I've went to school for dialysis technician as well as pharmacy technician.
Nice.
I had so many different jobs in the healthcare field. Since moving, I don't feel like I'm that, like I could just go get a job anywhere, because it's like my niche is just so people helping this and that. I couldn't do just anything.
Right. Exactly. And you are a great life coach. I've even taken some of your courses and you were very patient with me. And I have a huge background of like, I wouldn't say like mental illness or anything like that, but definitely being part of the military and things, going through anger management and all that, I've been told that, you know, therapy, life coaching would actually benefit me. So I know there are a lot of things that I know I can work on and overcome, but talk to me about some things that you find that you help a lot of your clients overcome on a daily. Like, what are some obstacles that you feel like are ongoing?
Well, Time management is one I work with a lot. Stress management always comes up as well. Work-life balance, social life balance, you know, just making sure that we are staying present in our social lives. As well as always reoccurring things that happen over and over again, because life takes us up, down, right, left, and we tend to like sometimes hyper focus on one thing. But you have to remember that when you're focusing on one thing, there's still other things going on around you, and you don't want to be left out in your life. So sometimes you have to like, all right, I'm going to focus on this from this time to that time, and then I'm going to give this some time as well. And it helps you stay a little bit more balanced than just hyper-focusing on one thing.
Right. What would be some, like, key things that you would say for someone who is struggling with time management or stress management? What are like, what is one or two things that they could do to help?
Oh, absolutely. So if you're struggling with time management, I suggest that you start with something simple, like telling me or writing in a journal what your ideal day looks like. Like just being able to see it in your mind, visualize what you want it to be like. Write it down so that you see it. And then that's your base. Basically, you start from there. You see what you want your perfect day to be like. You start visualizing that just this is your day every single day. You see it, you feel it. You'll start aligning your life to fit that mold of your perfect day. So like, say you want to get up in the morning at 6 a.m., but currently you get up at 7:30. You know what I mean? You can gradually start getting up at that time, just gradually make it just, you know, later to get to stick so that you can get up at that time. But it's all with seeing what you want on paper and understanding like, hey, I'm going to work towards this goal. Not just saying it, and then it never happens. You know, it's a totally different dynamic.
I love that. And you're absolutely right. And I believe that repetition, like you said, like, you know, wanting to see it in your mind's eye and then having to do it. It is about repetition and things like that. So I love that, you know, you let them know, hey, keep this going, keep going in that area of your life. I have a follow-up question. What are some things that you feel like you're able to shed light on with your clients that they may not know about already? Like maybe there's some things that's going on with them that they may not know that they need to fix. Like how do you help them come to that conclusion?
A lot of things that comes up is a lot of things that happen to us as people. I think from our childhood or our youth that we don't technically know that that's where that comes from. Triggers, which is just something that gives you a flashback, makes you think of something that has a feeling attached to it. Triggers are in everybody. And you never know how you're going to react. And you never know how other people react to their triggers. So whenever you have a trigger, which is something that just reminds you of something in your past, you dig down to the bottom of that. And that's something that, you know, you usually need to work with a therapist on. So that's something that comes up in, you know, my sessions. And then I would love to like have a dope list of Black therapists that I can refer people to. But that's something where I'm just like, all right, these are issues that's coming up. And you've exposed why they're coming up. Now it's time to work with somebody who can talk to you through this on a deeper level, you know, and this is where I would suggest therapy. But, you know, many times we just feel like, oh, I only got this, this, that, and the other. Like I have time management, stress management, and I want to reach this goal. That's why I'm here. And as we're talking about why you haven't reached this goal yet, you start talking about reasons that you have limiting beliefs, and those date back to, you know, childhood, and then you have a nightmares next, you know what I mean? So like sometimes it really gets deeper than you expect, because you didn't think that me helping you to get to this point was going to go all the way over here,
right?
You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Yeah. So I
that's
love
something that comes out a lot.
Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Oh.
No, I was just going to say, I just suggest that they get other help, you know, and work alongside with me so we can work together.
Yes. And, you know, you're not the first life coach that I've interviewed. You would be my second. So what would you say that you have to offer to your clients? Like, in your, what would make you different as, like, why should someone choose self, basically?
Oh, you can come to self because I'm down earth. I'm cool, calm, collected. I don't judge, but I'm definitely going to give you that. Come on, you know better.
right.
Type of feeling. Easy to talk to. I have awesome goals and awesome ways to get there. I just offer, like, you know, workbooks and digital challenges, like all types of things.
I love that.
Educated, just to keep you motivated, to keep you inspired, to keep on going. And plus, I'm a whole vibe, right?
Yes, you are a whole vibe. A whole sister girl, homegirl vibe. I love it. So when it comes to your packages, like what you offer, talk to me a little bit about, like, what can some of your customers or clients expect from you? Like, your, whether it's your package or, you know, your conversations, like, what can they expect from you? When it comes to, I guess what I'm saying is, like, when it comes to your packages, yeah.
So, it depends on what package you get. I have a 15-minute call for $30, which is, like, the best deal that you can get if you're having a meltdown in the middle of the day. You just need somebody to talk to.
Exactly. You can't call your mom.
I have a 30-minute call for the Absolutely. Self is here. You can schedule a 30-minute call. It will be quick and easy. I will talk you off the ledge. Everything will be amazing. I also have packages starting at 3 months, packages for 6 months, packages for 12 months. And to be honest with you, working with me never is a cut dry. Like, you're only going to get this amount of time. You know, it might take longer. It might be shorter. Either way, you're going to get all the greatness that there is at the home of all things self. We are going to work on your self-improvement, your self-dedication, your self-worth, self-love, of course. We're going to work on that self-care. We're going to build you up from the inside out. Self-esteem, self-confidence is going to be booming.
Yes.
And we leave it out of the home of all things self. Whole and complete. Like, you want to step out the door, a brand new person. Like, hey, I'm here. Let's get it. I'm
yes. ready to take over. I love it. New phone, who this? I love it.
Oh, new
this. New mental state. I love it. So where can people find you? Because I actually listened to you on Clubhouse, and I fell in love with you and your whole trio on Clubhouse. You guys are so amazing. You're so passionate and so patient. That's what I love. Everyone speaks so calm. I'm very, like, outspoken and everyone's like, just be nice. And, like, I'm like, oh my goodness. So it's totally a different vibe. Like, how did you get started with Clubhouse and, like, you know, where else are you that people can, you know, see you and hear you?
Oh, Clubhouse is a thing within itself. So let me tell you where you can find me first.
Yes. Shot those handles out.
Coach Self at the selflovecycle.com. You can also find me on Instagram, the_self_love_cycle. You can find me on Facebook at the self-love cycle. And you can also find me and my family on TikTok at The Self Love Fam. because we just love to show some of the regular things that we do in life. But, you know, self-love is for everybody. So spreading out to Clubhouse has been such a beautiful blessing. I decided that I was going to go into coaching full time, and therefore I created my Instagram, which was the Self Love Cycle. And I was so blessed that it was not taken. So then I branded everything the Self Love Cycle, which was my Clubhouse was next. So since when you get on there, it's like your first and last name. I didn't want to put my first and last name. I wanted it to be the Self Love Cycle. So y'all know exactly who I am, why I'm here, what I'm coming for. This is what I'm promoting, my brand, the Self Love Cycle. So as I got in the room, I realized you could only see the first name, which is the self.
Right.
So I started hosting rooms. I started being very consistent in rooms and making friends and talking to people and hosting discussions and, like, being very opinionated in what I was talking about. So people just started calling me the self, or self for short.
Because they kind of, like, they came in the room, oh, Self is in here. We know she got something to say. Let's see. Like, you know, what's up, Self? You know?
Yeah.
So they started calling me Self, and it just really grew on me. And then I met my sisters on Clubhouse.
Yes.
From all over the world. We are in three totally different places on the globe. Different time zones as well.
Wow.
But yeah, we still come forward every morning and have our trio room, which is from 7:30 to until basically usually around 9:30 we're ending. But we just host a space and allow people to come give their gratitude, their goals, and their affirmations, which we call manaffirmations, because we are manifesting everything we are affirming for ourselves.
Yes.
That it shall come us. And you know, as long as you are putting in and pouring into yourself every single day, Sky Daddy just makes things work out for you. So
yeah, I love how you say Sky Daddy. That is so awesome. I love it. And I actually wanted to end it there because you actually, that's something because of the Trio Tribe and because you guys are, you know, I found you on Clubhouse and I fell in love with the whole group, and I want to see more because I know there's so much more that you guys have in store, and I know there's so much more talent that you guys have to share with us. So I actually want to start like doing something at the end of my podcast, like gratitudes, affirmations, and things like that. So before we leave, I want to help you. I want you to help me come up with at least three. But the last question I wanted to ask you is, where can we see Self in the future? Like where are you hoping to get that self-love cycle? Like, where do you want to see yourself?
Oh, I want to be hosting like, where are those like coaching conferences where like tons of people can join in regularly, like maybe every like 2 to 3 months. I want to be doing that. Self is going to be on a web series very soon.
Hey.
I'm hosted on all types of podcasts at this point. You can see me anywhere. I'm all over Instagram. I'm going to be on your Facebook.
Yes.
I plan on writing my story one day and just letting the world know kind of how Self came about. So that would lead me to a book tour, and I will be.
Yes.
My word. And I'm manifesting all these things right now for the future. When you guys see me,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to be hosting national conferences, and it's going to be women and men from everywhere of color just coming to fellowship together, network, and just create amazing bonds of beautiful, blessed people so that we can network and build this world back up to what
yes,
it's supposed to be.
Absolutely. I love that. And I love your passion for the black and brown community, but all over. Everyone needs the help, but I love the fact that we have to hone in on ourselves because we typically forget our own people at times, and you know, and that can be rough. So I love that. And like I said, I've been trying to get my spirits, my viewers, to start doing more affirmations and things like that. So help me come up with at least three affirmations that you would say for a life coach for people to kind of say every day, maybe some gratitudes or some life affirmations.
Oh, I wrote some today.
Oh, okay.
So let me grab them really quickly. Oh, okay, here they are. I am focused and I am disciplined.
Okay, that's
I am courageous and fearless. My actions become a habit. I will always show the outcome that I want to receive in return.
I love that. I got to start saying that too. Listen, I got to start saying that too because it is so true. Like the more you say it, the more it becomes existence. So I love that. And those were gratitudes or affirmations?
Those were some affirmations.
And
so gratitude.
Yes.
You would just say, I'm grateful that God gave me this platform so that I can touch as many people as possible. I'm grateful that my listeners continuously come to hear me. I'm grateful that I have a voice to say exactly what the people who are scared to speak up don't want to say. I'm grateful to be here.
Yes. Well, I am grateful that you are here. I'm grateful that you are in my life. And I'm so grateful that you were able to be on this podcast with me today for the second time because we did mess up spirits. And I wasn't going to tell nobody, but we had to do it all over again, y'all. just had to keep it real. But I am so grateful for you and so thankful that you are in my life. I can't wait to see what is happening for our future. Is there anything else that you wanted to say to my viewers and listeners?
Miss Kiki is awesome. I just want y'all to know that she is.
And cut out to the last minute too.
In person, she was up hilariousness. Like, you tell y'all that she's super hype, but she has so many different flavors. I love it. So I just thank you for allowing me to be on your podcast, for allowing me on the platform, allow me to come talk to your spirits, you know, and mix in a little bit of my lovers with you guys, so that we can just make beautiful love.
Yes, beautiful spirits. Love. I love it. Well, thank you again so much, and I really hope that you, you know, have a safe travel trip, because I know you're going to be going to Pennsylvania, because that's where you're from, right? You're going back to home for the holidays, so please, yes, so please have safe travels. Let me know when you get there, and be on the lookout for this podcast. Don't miss it.
So I will. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yes, indeedy, spirits. I just want to thank the lovely Shakira Butler for the last and final time for being on this episode today. It was such a pleasure having her and speaking to her and making me feel also a little bit better. And I know I need to get my shit together. So moving forward, spirits, with the lovely help of the life coach self, I know I'm going to get better and better as time progresses. So before I let y'all go, spirits, I got to give out my girl handles one more time for the 99-2000. She already gave it out to you, but I just want to make sure that you have it for sure, for sure. So definitely follow her on Instagram at @theself_lovecycle. That's @theself_lovecycle. Also, you can find her on Facebook as well. Literally, the self-love cycle. Let's see here. I'm not sure if she has a group, a Facebook group yet. But she is definitely the self-love cycle on Facebook. So you can check her out on there as well. And I also left a lovely review if you want to check that out. She is also on TikTok, her and her family. And she gave that handle out as well. So don't forget to check out m'lady. And don't forget to check out me and my website at www.kamalempire.com, where I am my own public relations and community relations firm. But right now I'm a small firm, so I'm currently building and developing websites with amazing designs, logos, and so much more. So please check out my website, because it literally is the blueprint, or, you know, an impression of what yours could be. So don't also forget to check me out on my Instagram at my business page, Kamal Empire PR, as well as my artist page, that is Miss Kiki_Kamal87, as well as this episode is going to be on YouTube. So that is going to be Miss Kiki Kamal on YouTube. So don't forget to check that out as well, spirits. But in the meantime, in between time, be you, be great, and talk to someone so they can help this extra stuff off your plate. I look forward to hearing from you. I look forward to empathizing with you, and I look forward to talking to you. Until next time, fly high, spirits.